My name is Jordan St. Louis. I'm 16 years old, and I'm from Airdrie, Alberta.
Jordan, you're the back-to-back player of the week in terms of rookies in the AJHL, and you're the AJHL rookie of the month. So what does it mean to you to, you know, see that the league is recognizing the way that you've been playing lately?
Honestly, it's an honor. It's good the puck's finally going in the net for us. I think our team's starting to score more goals, and individually I'm starting to put the puck in the net more. So yeah, the second half's been going really good.
You bet. You and Ryder Rydell obviously have had a great relationship here this season. What makes it, kind of mind meld and the way that you guys are able to click together out on the ice there?
I mean, yeah, it's awesome to have a guy like Ryder Rydell, especially him getting the captaincy coming. But yeah, me and him are clicking, like, off the ice too. We're hanging out a lot. We're going golfing sometimes at the Aurora Golf. So, you know, just building chem off ice, on ice, you know, I think it's really coming together now.
When you have someone like that where you can kind of feel where they know that you know where to put it, you know, how does that develop?
Honestly, it's just practicing together every day, playing games a lot, and overall you start to get a feel for each other and know where you are on the ice, and you get better reads with each other, so yeah. It's going great.
Yeah, you guys both had a 4-point game, a career high for both of you in the AJHL against Devin earlier this year. He had a hat trick. You wound up with assists on all of those, and then you had what turned out to be the game-winning goal. What was that night like for you guys?
Yeah, honestly, I think that was just a game. It was the first game I was back after Christmas, so yeah, just good playing with him again. I thought he played amazing. He was shooting the puck great, and it was just easy for me to give him the puck, and he was bearing the puck too.
But as a 15-year-old, you had 19 goals in the AEHL last season. As a 16-year-old, you've got, you know, 15 goals now in the AJHL. What's it been like for you to, you know, move from one level to the next to here and continue to have success?
You know, I think you gotta know your game. You gotta know what type of player you are and stuff. Like, there's a lot more goals scored in for the net, so I think I'm trying to go there more and shoot the puck more and just find the quiet ice more in the AJHL.
You bet. You're obviously trying to continue your career at different levels here too, so you're balancing, you know, AJHL here in Olds and then, trying to get up with the WHL in Portland as well. What was your first experience like to be able to get up for a couple of games in the WHL this season?
Yeah, it was good. Like, as a 15-year-old, I played some exhibition games, got called up, and then I started the season off this year, played against Everett and PG, so it's one of the two best teams up there, so it's great. Honestly, like, it's good getting the experience up there and then coming back to team, and like you can use that experience and bring it to the AJ. So it's been going good. I think that really helped me a lot.
Who have you had like the most contact with from their either coaching staff or their management in Portland?
Like coaches-wise or players-wise?
Coaches-wise.
I've talked to, honestly, keeping tabs with lots of them. I have some video calls every once in a while, but it's, yeah, kind of all of them just feel very at home there. So, yeah. Great.
Sven Barchi is one of their assistant coaches there. He obviously had some great moments as a scorer in the NHL. You know, how do you score your goals, and how do you take things maybe from other people to try and incorporate that into your game?
Yeah, when I was up there, he taught me a lot. Like, I got to keep the puck more on the outside of my hip. Like, he was teaching me a lot about like that type of stuff, just little details that'll take your game to the next level. So I think I used a lot of that stuff and brought it back here, and it helped a lot. So yeah, coming from a scorer like him and playing in that high level, it truly helps a lot.
Excellent. When you look at your career, you know, where do you want to go, Jordan?
Well, obviously the goal is to make it to the NHL. That's the end goal. But I think next year is fully focused on making Portland, having a great season there in my draft year. So I think that'll be great.
You bet. Tell us a little bit about your family background. Do you have siblings?
Yeah, I have one brother. He's at CIHA U15 as a 2012. He's having a great year. And yeah, my dad, he also played in the Western League, played a couple of exhibition games in the NHL too. So that was good. My mom, she was an athlete when she was younger, but yeah, she's, yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. What was your favorite minor hockey moment of your career?
Oh, minor hockey moment. I had a lot of minor hockey moments. Maybe U15. Tyson Slosky was my coach. He won the provincials that year.
That's excellent. Who is your hockey hero, Jordan?
Hockey hero, like my favorite player?
Could be coach, could be parent, could be NHLer, could be anybody.
I feel like it's kind of basic to say, but probably my dad, because he's done all the steps in front of me. He played in the dub. He knows what it's like, so him giving me all the advice, it helps a lot. So I see him every day and stuff like that, so he's probably my hero.
Excellent. Here in Olds this season, who are your billets?
Oh, I billet with the Johnsons, and there is four guys. I live with... Sean Richards, Z Jamal, and Calder Hutt. So yeah, it's a busy house, but it's fun.
Yeah, that's excellent. And yeah, just overall, you know, what's your experience been like here in Olds this season? Obviously, you guys, you know, have had some ups and downs here in terms of wins and losses, but you know, what's it been like here this year?
Yeah, you kind of say like we've had ups and downs, but I feel like as a team, like we lost some guys, but I think we're all staying together. We're all going strong. And you know, I just love being here. Like every practice is awesome. Like it's fun to be around the guys. You know, we're still trying to push. Move up in the rankings. You know, playoffs are kind of not doing too good there, but we're going to keep pushing forward out of the best positive mindset.
You bet. The Olympics obviously are about to start next week. How much are you guys looking forward to, you know, seeing how Team Canada does there?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. It's super cool to see all those guys playing together. You know, you can learn from it, you can watch them. So yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, and on your coaching staff here, obviously the World Juniors took place over Christmas. You got Dylan Olsen, who you know had a chance to do that when he was a player as well. You know, how much do you guys take from, you know, all of your coaches at all levels here as you try and advance your career and, you know, use the experiences of others?
Yeah, it's awesome. The fact it's more like he's down the path and he's like he knows what it's like, so he knows all the little details and stuff you have to use to go forward. So like just little stuff and the knowledge he knows, it helps a lot.
You bet. What's your relationship with Tyson like? Obviously you guys, you know, have a pass together, and how do you think, you know, they're doing here trying to incorporate to their strategies at the AJHL level now?
Well, it's his first year coaching here. It's kind of hard coming in, but I've great relationship with him, known him for a while, so yeah, it's going great.
Excellent. Well, keep her going, Jordan. Thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, thank you.